Jack Darren, director of the Sierra Club Illinois chapter, says Illinois officials were shocked that Governor Scott Walker rejected $810 million federal dollars for a Madison to Milwaukee high-speed rail.
Governor Quinn has led efforts to expand not only high-speed but intercity rail in Illinois, but those have been welcomed by Republican and Democratic legislators alike, and we're on track to have high-speed trains running through Illinois beginning later this year. That's going to create jobs, it's going to create economic opportunities across our state, and it's going to reduce emissions as people travel more efficiently.
Also on the conference call, Ann Sayers of the Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters, who admits the jobs would be welcome.
But also from a conservation perspective, this was supposed to put us literally on the fast track to the green economy.
Talgo, the company at the center of the canceled high-speed rail project, is now threatening to sue Wisconsin. The state also voted to cancel a $166 million contract for Talgo to build equipment on the existing Milwaukee to Chicago line. The Spanish company claims that's a breach of contract. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.